So, with all these social and economic changes, political change could not be far behind. First, a more professional and activist government was needed to carry out new responsibilities. Secondly, with expanded suffrage, the small elite of wealthy merchants who had controlled local government could be challenged by those better able to mobilize the new urban voters. But the question remained, how exactly would all these new voters become incorporated into the local political system? Also, what new forms of governance would emerge to handle the increased responsibilities of running modern cities?